what is like a turnoff right away? You see it for probably 5-10 seconds and you're like, eh.
I don't even need 5 or 10 seconds. Tips out, I'm not watching.
I don't need 5 or 10 seconds. Cloak of 2018.
Cloak of 2018.
Busting nuts in 3
Put
seconds.
That
or less.
Put that on a shirt. Put that on a shirt.
Hello and welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast. My name is Quokka. With me, I've got
Nick.
This podcast can hold so much shit taste. Slaps proof of podcast. I wrote that on the show sheet.
And some.
What up, bitches?
And we're gonna be talking about, you know, anime that just defies your expectations. Or is exactly what you expected it to be in all the terrible ways that could be interpreted. And we're going to play a little game.
Judging it by its cover, we'll play a little game at the end. But we're just going to look at a bunch of shit and judge it. We're going to judge it by its... Do you judge anime by their covers, by their key visuals, and then you watch it and you're just like, wow, that was the most greatest thing I've ever seen, even though the synopsis and the thing looked really dumb? Because I do that probably 50% of the time. I have to wait for Nick or Quokka or somebody to tell me, no, it's actually good. And then I watch it, and then I'm like, oh, it was. Literally 50% of the time.
50%.
Actually, it's most of the time it's Nick saying, no, watch it.
Well, he does that just all the time. Yep. He just tells you to watch that's everything.
That's how I convince you, Sam. I just say, Sam, you bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I need to do, actually? You know how those anime bingos have been going around on Twitter?
I gotta make one.
I'm gonna make you an anime bingo of stuff you haven't seen yet.
That I should watch, yeah.
You gotta black that shit out by the end of the year, bitch.
Damn. Damn.
Gotta do it. We should do an anime bingo episode, or at least like some kind of mini game at some point.
We should, because that's really hilarious, actually. I still haven't made mine yet, but there's like a website where you go do it.
We'll probably tweet some stuff on the.
Or
I have an idea for a game that I want to put some stuff together. It might take a while, though.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, more games.
We have ideas.
I've seen comments in the YouTube where people enjoy those a little bit. You know, because we don't do them all the time, so it's like just enough. So it's like.
So you're saying we should do one game per episode?
One game per episode?
We could. I mean, shit.
Also, we're minus the Danny. She'll be back next week.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just the three of us. And
she died. Sam's out collecting the Dragon Balls, but he had time to radio in for this.
It's the best Dragon Ball intro.
Not Dragon. The Chinese Rock the Dragon.
Right? Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Anyways, let's get into the news real quick. Then we'll get into the topic. And the light news week, you know, there wasn't a lot to put on here. I didn't find a lot of stuff that people hadn't already talked about in our Discord. So, sorry.
Well,
but anyway.
I found some... couple of Anime News Network articles, so
okay, take it to mention the, that
take
really
it quick. Take it to Nick with the news. News first. Nick.
News. Go fuck yourself, San Diego. It's news anchor Nick. So the first one is Crunchyroll adds Sword of the Stranger, Nichijou, and Gosick to the anime catalog. So Sam, you have to watch all of that by next week.
I've seen Nichijou.
You gotta watch it again. And the other one, and Gosick. Gosick has that, what is it, the goth lolly girl? You know what I'm saying?
Which one's that one?
I think that's Gosick. Haven't seen it, but I recognize it.
I'll look it up.
But yeah, so that's pretty exciting. I think they used to have Nichijou. They just got the license back, so that's pretty cool. Gives me an excuse to go watch it. Yeah, Gosick has the goth lolly.
Yeah. That's the goth lolly.
She like reads minds or something? Anyway. That's pretty exciting. Sword of the Stranger has like some of the best action scenes in anime, so that's definitely another one, another classic. Good job, Crunchyroll. And now Sam has to go watch them. All right, so then the second piece of news, as I awkwardly transition, Netflix aired the teaser trailer to Castlevania Season 2, which came out a few days ago now. We already knew this was coming out basically after Season 1 finished, they announced Season 2. So
yeah, well, because Season 1 was only like 4 eps. And then
this is going to be 8 episodes.
Yeah, the way it ended was like, okay, let's do this. And it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. It's a fun show. Like, it's just a fun, pulpy action show.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's based on Castlevania 3, so, which is awesome. Cause that's
also on Netflix, Godzilla 2.
I still haven't watched the first one yet, dude. I gotta watch the first one.
I haven't seen any Godzilla movies ever.
What?
Great shame upon my family.
Shame upon family. Dude, seriously.
I want to start with the Hideaki Anno one.
It's on Netflix.
Because I'm a baller.
Wait, the Anno one is on Netflix?
Oh, is that really?
Oh, probably
that's
not
Shin
our
Godzilla.
Netflix, probably not Shin our
Godzilla.
Netflix, Nick.
Oh, yeah, it depends on the region.
Shin
yeah.
Godzilla's on Netflix.
On your Netflix, maybe.
Maybe.
Now I need
hold
to
on, I'm looking right now. Hold
it might
on,
be under
up.
Godzilla
right
Resurgence.
We gotta find out. Isn't that like
that's what its Netflix English title is.
Oh, I suppose Shin Godzilla wouldn't be very helpful.
Nope, it's not on ours.
Godzilla 1, 2...
Just VPN that shit
that
to
one,
anywhere except the US.
That 1 and 2, those are the two anime ones.
Oh, yeah.
But, the live-action Mortal Kombat's on here, so there you go.
Oh, the really old one?
Yeah. Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Dude, fucking classics. God,
Jackie
I don't
Chan
want
to
watch.
Needs to reprise
that.
His role as Chun-Li.
Chun-Li?
In City Hunter.
Oh, Chun-Li.
Dude, that is the only good anime adaptation ever is City Hunter with Jackie Chan. Only good anime adaptation is good. Anyway, what else you got?
So then after the Castlevania Crunchyroll, there's another. This one's kind of neat. I just found it like a few minutes ago. Block Studios / Crypto Anime Initiative runs digital art market with cryptocurrency. And they're launching this this initiative under in April. Nope, it launched in April. And they're trying to empower users to fund merchandise and stream their content directly to fans. So it's kind of similar to like a Patreon streaming service type thing. Like, there's a whole little graph in here. We can link it. You got the fans, payment goes to creators, then they send crypto and production.
So they're combining two different unsustainable businesses.
It's like a circle of goods and services. So it runs on Ethereum blockchain platform, and that's going to be interesting to see where that goes. This is just like relatively new. So
that's crazy.
I don't know, blockchain plus anime, dude. I had a couple other stories about that. A lot of people getting scammed in the in the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I think we talked about
Wild
that on
West.
Here once.
But
that on here one
no,
time?
No, it was like that was a different story, I think. There was like anime otaku coin or something.
Otaku coin?
Yeah.
Why
right off
coin?
The bat, it just sounds like not safe. Like anime.
Yeah. If it was legit, it'd be called waifu coin.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck
dude,
that, dude.
For real. Yeah, like
waifu coin.
I listened to this other podcast, and he has a cryptocurrency called Dickles.
Dickles.
Because his name is Dick. Yeah,
listen,
funny.
I need more waifu. I'm gonna sell all my Nendos for more waifu.
More waifu coin. Who would be on the $100 bill of the waifu coin?
You don't need a $100 bill.
Yeah,
but
do,
no,
so
like
you can
if,
visualize it.
No, but a visualization of it though would be like
it'd be the 100 waifu.
Who's the 100 waifu?
The 100 waifu orgy. That's what it's called.
No, that's a lot of them. So it would just be 100 waifus having an orgy on a coin.
Yeah.
It would be Chitoge, just to make everyone salty.
Oh, fuck off.
100
Chitoge.
Best girl.
Marika's best girl.
No, she'd be on the penny.
Oh my. my god. All right, what else you got, you bitch?
That was it. Basically, those three stories. Not a whole lot of news, so should just move forward.
In other news, I went to see my jiu-jitsu instructor in his MMA professional debut in Wonju, South Korea, and he...
That's awesome, dude.
Fucking destroyed that guy. It was the cleanest match of the night, fastest. A whole two punches were thrown and they missed, and then he just choked the fucker out.
Shit. How long was that round?
It was supposed to be a 10-minute match, and it lasted 1 minute and 33 seconds.
Sounds like my love life.
Choke out in the first round. That's great.
Just kidding.
That's pretty good. No.
Fights are usually super fast, though, like in real life,
well,
especially.
If people have jiu-jitsu skill, the fights go a lot quicker.
Yeah. So some of the things really quick, though. Some of the things. The trailer for the Nisekoi live action came out. That's fucking weird. It looks weird. God. I don't like it. It looks fucking weird.
You can't do that without animation because there's no girl. No girl as cute as Chitoge.
Drawn in her in the art style that
Yeah, nobody can match that
dude. She looks
threshold.
Plus, nobody can do the shaft head tilt.
I'm telling you right now, she looks dumb. Chitoge looks really. I don't know. I don't like it. Anyway,
is it like some Asian girl? Wait, is Chitoge even anyway?
Yeah, I mean it's Japanese films. It's all Japanese actors, but. Yeah,
they're yellow washing her.
Chitoge was like actually Asian.
Yeah, they're yellow washing.
Wasn't well, she's totally got a, like she's part got, white or something?
She's got an Asian name. I don't fucking remember, actually. I'm going to be real with you. Look it up real quick. Let's look it up. Nisekoi.
We'll assume she was part white. The audience can prove us wrong. That's fine.
Change my mind.
She's sisters with Olivia from Asobiesa Base.
She is. Confirmed. That's like canon.
Dude, I cannot stop watching that OP. Asobi Asobase.
The eating is way better
in any sense. It's very basic, but like when they clasp their hands and they're just like chanting, like, oh.
Chitoge is a half Japanese, exotic, and extremely beautiful sister from the United States. Yeah, so they fucking.
Her dad's American.
Yeah, and there's also no way they're going to get her bow emojis, right? That takes some fucking, you know, some digital post processing to do that because you can't do that in real life. It's just
obviously,
a floppy ribbon.
Obviously, I'm fucking kidding. It's a Japanese film, so they have Japanese actors. But anyway, and then also there's a My Hero Academia Brave Frontier collab that starts tomorrow. So by the time you hear this, it's already out. Free roll with that one, probably. I know a lot of people in our Discord have played Brave Frontier, are playing it. I don't play it because I fucking hate it. But they do collabs like this all the time, and it's fucking awesome. And I don't like you. Fuck you, bitches. I'm the best. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing about mobile games is when you're playing mobile games, you're probably on your phone. And if you're on your phone, you probably have another app called Instagram, which we're on. So you should follow us on Instagram. And double tap.
Animes.
Double tap all that shit. And then follow us on Twitter and tweet at Nick and tell him, here's my anime bingo. Do you have bingo? I would say out of the four of us, Nick would probably get a bingo quicker than.
Oh, a bingo? Like, it depends on your category, though. You can do, like, you know, bingo.
I thought the idea.
No, Kasam, what we do is we make sure that there's one in every single row that we know.
I thought the idea of the bingo was to put anime that, like. Because you can do a character one, like, or a waifu one, and then
You can do any theme.
Some, there is no point to it.
It's a clever marketing campaign.
It's just stupid
to get
internet
people
stuff.
To watch more anime.
I thought the point of it was to put anime that you've seen, and then you see like.
Well, yeah, basically, you put a lot of people. It's kind of like another.
You put your favorites or whatever.
It's a 3x3 variant, but like you don't have to do your favorites. You can just pick anything. You can be like
that you've seen. Okay.
Action anime bingo.
So you could purposely make it like obscure, weird shit. That's kind of funny. Anyway, anime bingo is a thing. You should.
My favorite was one of our listeners in Discord posted a Bakugo bingo. It's just all Bakugo. It's like favorite character bingo.
You should tweet at us, though, your anime bingo or share it on our Discord and tag us and see who does what. Maybe we'll do a little host contest at the last 2 weeks of August since he was got the most bingos.
And actually,
by the end of the
there's
week.
An interesting thing we could do with that, with the bingo. So let's say you get four and you're missing one. That could be the show swap right there. Boom.
Ooh,
look at that.
I like that. I like that. I like that idea. Write it down
right now,
or you're fired.
We are brainstorming live.
Okay, call.
You're witnessing history.
Okay, someone text Aquanips. I'm gonna text him right now.
Oh my
Tell
god.
Tell him to write it in. Production assistant, do your job, or you're fired. Anyway, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and you can go to YouTube and subscribe there. New episodes every Thursday, and then they get uploaded to the YouTube the following Saturday. Fuck y'all. Go do that shit. Subscribe, and you know what? Also subscribe to Anime Summit Extra. I see that shit. I fucking see you. Okay, I see you with my fucking eyeballs right now. Okay? I've been pimping that bitch way more in the last couple months, and I've seen that number climb very nicely, and I want more. I want more of you to sub to Extra so you can see Quokka's girlfriend play PUBG.
You've gotten the taste for it.
You can watch me and other Discord members play video games together. Me and Aquanips are doing videos together soon. And you can see my review on Bloodstained Curse of the Moon if you're a Castlevania fan, speaking of Castlevania. And most importantly, fucking swag haul from Anime Expo 2018. Nick and Mac got a three-parter up there to show you all the swag they got. And more vlogs and extra funny shit. So, fuck you. Go subscribe to that, too. And now, I'm going to throw it back to the Quokka. Quokka City DJ. That's your new name.
I don't know Quokka if anyone City could hear DJ. That. I was playing with a soundboard in the background.
I didn't hear it, dude.
Okay. It'll probably come through on the audio.
Okay. Okay. Quokka City DJ. What do you got? Waifu and Husbando.
We're on. Wait, what? What are we on? Husbando Waifu?
Yeah.
The Faku Girl.
The Faku Girl?
Wait, I thought we already wrote some down.
No, we did. Yeah, Quokka, what are you doing? Who's the Faku Girl?
That's like
girl.
Their mascot,
I don't think
right?
she has a name.
Faku mascot, shit. And then Crunchyroll Hime, the princess.
Crunchyroll Hime.
That's like a real character.
Yeah, I have sure.
And then
poster.
The
I have a poster of both of them.
All right. What? I'm just going to read. Look, okay. I got... Look.
So, waifu of the week is Rika Furude from Higurashi Girls.
Nanaka Koro ni.
Higurashi When They Cry. Has anyone had, we've all seen that, right? Or is it just me and Nick?
I've only seen half of it. I need to finish
I
that.
I don't even know what it is.
Dude.
You've seen School Live, right? Gakko Igarashi. It's like that, but different. It's moe horror.
Yeah, it's just
moe horror.
It just becomes a gore fest afterwards, though. It's kind of stupid.
You become a gore fest.
Shut up.
Have a little respect.
Hey, you put a little respect. And then the Husbando
is
Makoto from School Days.
Yeah, Makoto.
Asshole from
School
Days.
So these characters were picked because they're parts of shows that defy your expectations in terms
you
of what
it
you think
bad.
You're getting when you hit that currently watching button on my anime list, what you think you're getting into. And then once you get into that completed, you're just like, whoa, you're a whole new person.
No, I think these two characters are a good example of you think it's going to be good, it turns out to be bad. I think.
Well, Higurashi, you think it's going to be a cute... Well, to be fair, the poster of Higurashi is pretty ominous, but, like, you see a bunch of, you know, you see four cute girls, moe girls, with giant bobbleheads. You're like, oh, it'll be a club show. But in reality, it's a club show, except it's not a school club. It's a fucking baseball
bat. It's a Steel Cub club.
Yeah.
Damn.
They get brained. Somebody gets stabbed in the face. Pretty sure that happens in the show.
Spoilers. Yeah, there's a scene where a girl falls. She falls down the stairs like 5-6 steps and there's an umbrella open.
No, that's another.
No, that's Higurashi.
You're thinking of another, dude.
Okay, shut up. Why don't
that's
you
like
go,
episode 2 of another or something.
Why don't you save it for another podcast, okay?
Another what?
Another no like
Yeah, I know, okay. I'm just kidding.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
And then school days, you see cute girls. Oh, it's a school romance. Woo! And then it's a school romance, but better.
All right, judging all a right. bitch by its cover. Let's do it. Let's do it. What's the deal? Okay.
Okay. First, let's look up.
What's the deal with all this crap anime making crap covers that all look exactly the same?
Well, they're trying to sell idols, and that's how they make money in Japan. Because, you know, the depressed salaryman needs a fictional idol girl to cheer him on as he does the daily grind and drudgery and tries not to jump in front of a train. So, you know, you need those happy songs.
I mean, like, there was the one show from this season that, like, it feels like I'm just looking at the cover, like, a new season of something else entirely. Like, it just went and copied. What is it? Is the Subaru one. I was like, is this just fucking ReZero prequel?
Thoughts on that, Sam? Because I cut out for a second there.
I'm sorry. ReZero?
What there was the ReZero? One show from this season that is like has Subaru in the name, and the poster just looks like it's trying to be ReZero exactly.
Oh yeah, yeah. They think that people will accidentally start watching it, thinking it's ReZero.
Because like he's wearing the same fucking clothes. That's how they clothes. Get you. His name's fucking Subaru.
Oh, the tracksuit, yeah.
Hold on, I'm looking for it right now. It's probably towards the bottom.
Should she say no Subaru? Studio Lurch.
Lurch.
I'm not even seeing it. What the fuck is it?
That's such a weird name. Lurch.
In a popular MMORPG world. There
oh,
is.
That's right, that's right. Okay.
No, the party is named Subaru. But yeah. And this one
yeah,
has...
Yeah, I don't know.
The only good Subaru movie is the Pleiades show.
Here we go.
Because it was paid for by Subaru to make an anime. And then apparently the anime is actually
pretty
good.
That's how you know it's going to be good.
Because the Subaru didn't care what they did with it at all. It was just, here's money, make an anime. Make sure it has something to do with Subaru. So they're just like, the Subaru logo is a Pleiades cluster. So we're just going to have girls that are each of these stars and the main character's name is Subaru. And they go
so
off.
So I guess
fight
do they have anthropomorphized cute girl Subaru Jeeps?
No, it has nothing to do with cars at all. You could watch Let's it don't. And never for once think
you,
of like Subaru.
You gotta make everything a cute girl. That's the whole point of anime.
So I mean, like, this is a thing though, right? This is a thing that y'all do. Obviously, like, we go every season. We go on. We look at okay, we're about to start summer season, or we've already started summer season. But before we started, you know, we're looking at all these, obviously, and
all
it's
the cover
like
art.
Well, okay, like sequels, it's like whatever, right? Sequels, you can kind of get away with.
You can get away with anything. Just put the main character's face on there.
Yeah, there they can go. Be done. Like, okay, for example, sequels or remakes or whatever. For example, the poster for Evangelion, the first Rebuild movie, was just like Shinji and a bunch of characters on the steps. And it didn't really need to have that much more shit because it was just like, oh, it's Evangelion.
Yeah, there's a certain pretense that
like
you know what it is.
Yeah, and then there was actually two key visuals for the second one, which was all of them again, plus Asuka and Mari, and then the same one, except he was by himself. And it was like, it was kind of sad and ominous. It was really cool, but anyway,
they could just like have a black background with text, and people would go watch that.
well, even one of the posters for Evangelion 2 was just an orange, reddish orange poster
with the
black outline of Eva Unit 1 going berserk, and people were like, "Oh!" At least I was anyway.
I like the negative space posters.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, yeah.
You got the silhouette going on. That's cool.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's like, it's already established, right? You know it's Ava Unit 1. It's no big deal. But when we're looking for shows to watch, right?
Yeah, when you're trying to judge a book, an anime book by its cover, an anime TV book by its TV show.
Anime
cover,
TV. That's a TV book DVD, you know?
You know, you got to know what to look for. So you okay, see, like, what are the clues and details?
Does anybody know who chooses to write the like hint. The English synopsis? Does that come out from like the official studio, or does somebody translate?
Because on
the Japanese
on my anime list, sometimes they have like their own thing that some kid wrote, some random ass fucking person wrote it on my anime list.
Because sometimes
and then on Anime News Network, they have better ones generally.
Because like the synopsis is always shown like right alongside the cover art, and some synopsis I've seen for shows are like so useless to tell you anything about what's going on.
Yeah, if it's Mal original synopsis, most of them are not very good because they're just by just average Joes. They're not by like professional writers, so it's like they don't know what the fuck they're doing, or they like they get too wordy with it, and yeah. But we're not talking about words; we're talking about pictures.
Well, I mean, the synopsis is part of it for sure, but I mean,
it's always just like right
like
there.
Okay, so
oh, I guess actually, I guess we are. There's words on the cover of a book.
Well,
there's just yeah. So many shows. Like, what's an example? The Hanebado, where you look at the cover and you're just like, this just is a show I've already seen. Like Hanebado looks like fucking Keijo.
Yeah, you have layered. You have three layers of girls and like a three color white. You know, primary colors, background. Yeah.
So
like, that's a sports show.
So, Koka, let me stop you right there from being a two-bit whore. So, like, really quick, we should tell people what the three of us, anyway, look for. Like, what are we looking for when we're looking through these covers, whether it's a key visual, whether it's the posters on Mal, whether it's a new hentai we're riffling through in the back section of Shinders. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we looking for real?
I want something that actually tells a bit of a story.
You want a cover art that tells a story.
Yeah, like, there's something to it. Not just, okay. Oh, here's our characters in front of a scene.
I mean, that's a little hard, though.
Because, with one like, picture, you want... Well, you could do it. It's,
well,
it
no,
is
I,
tough,
I feel I feel you.
I think a good
I,
example is, let's see, from this season, if we're going summer season... I would say
Banana
a pretty
Fish
good
is a good one.
Banana Fish looks pretty good. You got like four different sections. You got different characters. You can tell it's like a
and
crime
they're framed
drama
differently. So it kind of
yeah. Banana
you know,
Fish has that
intrigue.
Kind of it kind of has that collage style
yeah,
design
that's a better
happening.
Way. Yeah, it's like a thriller, a mafioso, you know,
right
type of feel to it. And it's yellow, like the
and
word
it's
banana.
Yellow. Like banana. My favorite fruit, a.k.a. No, but like...
Well, you can tell, too, because like looking at... Let's just... One more moment. With Banana Fish, you got the two main characters standing back to back because they got each other's backs. So you already know they're on a team right there.
Buddy cop.
Then you got this guy covered in shadows. He's the bad guy, obviously.
Yeah, extra zoomed in on his face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But does it... Okay, so here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing?
Is, I agree with you somewhat, but like you also don't want to give away too much. You want to tell just enough to hook bitches. But like, I don't know.
How are you going to spoil it on the cover?
I mean, I want to know.
Well, because, you know, shit. Like, I don't fucking know. Okay, so here's the thing. Yeah, I'll just say what I look for. Okay, what I look for is I look at the art style because as like an artist, that kind of. I mean that should matter to a lot of people.
So today's art style is moe, moe, and more moe.
Moe, like okay, like if we're looking at that Shisei no Subaru one again, that one is kind of like okay, I've seen this before. It's like the trend, the current whatever. Oh,
that reminds me of other posters. That's like the exact like homage to like. What does that remind you of? Because I've seen posters that look exactly like this. I'm not...
It's because it's got that girl. It's got a really, really focused main character with her hands together praying. Like that's a lot of.
And then you have like the faded out version of another one in the background. It's like the, God, what is that from? Like I know, and this isn't just from anime. This is from like real life stuff too. I'm not the movie buff, so I don't know.
Anime is real
no,
life.
Sure, no, I hear you.
I'm wondering if like it kind of reminds me of a Star Wars poster, but. Not, you know, not Star Wars. Just
yeah,
because
the
there's
forefront
like layered,
characters.
There's like some characters are smaller, some are bigger.
The forefront characters are full-bodied and smaller, and then like the other ominous characters that they have to deal with that may have a lot to do with the story are in the back, like with just like their head down or whatever, you know. But
yeah, no, I agree with you. There's a grouping of people like facing, like there's one facing forward, one left, one right.
Yeah.
And I know that's I'm sure that even started before Star Wars too.
Dope. Inglorious Bastards.
Star Wars posters. Inglorious
Bastards is a perfect example of what you just said. There's three guys on the front, and then there's the bad guy in the back middle, but you can only see his face to his shoulders. It's like
famous movie posters. All right.
So like those kind of design concepts, I also look at after I look at the art style, and then I look at, okay, what is this kind of about? Obviously, so like there's one key visual that I'm looking at on Pinterest right now for Happy Sugar Life, and this is a perfect example, because Happy Sugar Life, as we know, is a fucking crazy ass, like...
Yeah, I was going to say that was another good example.
The one that's on Mal is not the one I'm talking about, but there's a key visual for it where it's just the pink-haired girl and the blue-haired girl laying in a bed, and it looks super cute. Like, it just looks really cutesy. Like, you think this is going to... And it's called Happy Sugar Life, for God's sakes.
Can you link that? Post,
yep. I'm linking it right now so you guys can see. Look at that. Like, it just looks like a cutesy anime where there's an older girl and a younger girl.
Oh, this is the worst post. This is the worst one. This isn't the actual cover art.
No, it's not the actual cover art. It's but, like, as a key visual, though, because key visuals are just made to promote, right? They're just there to be put out by the producer and then try and hook people. And the girls are laying in a position like they would on a docky pillow. And it just looks really, like, cute, whatever. And then you watch it, and it's like, oh, that is...
Yeah,
that
they is a they pulled a fast one on you.
They did the old...
I don't like that key visual art. I don't think it fits the show at all.
Me feel like it's a Yuri Pedo show.
Yeah, exactly. Which, it sort of is, but, like, not really.
Well, right, but I think that was the point of the key visual, though, was not to make you... Not to show you what it was actually about.
I think that's a template for the dockies.
Yeah, it turns out. But, like, I think...
But the Mal art is much better because they're sinking underwater upside down and she's clutching the girl. And it's like, oh, that kind of shows that they're, you know, they're going down a dark path. Is that water or snow? Either way, they're falling down.
Psycho horror story.
Is that sex or drugs? Anyway, another one...
Chasing that purple dragon.
Another one that's good, though, that I kind of... When you have a lot of characters too, like Hanebato's one or the
ensemble casting.
Yeah. That's always tough to do the posters.
The key visual for Review Starlight is fucking cool.
It only shows two characters though.
It does the Utena thing because it has the characters with their, you know, upside down to each
other. Sorry, I was looking at a different one. But yeah, no, this one, the one on Mal, so many tabs open. With the two characters. It's fucking cool too. I know I have like 15 tabs on.
It just makes me confused on Mal too. If it's an idol show or a magical girl show.
It's both.
Well, it's both.
That's why it's great.
It's Revue. It's like this form of theater in Japan. There's a bunch of videos.
So
on
fuck you.
YouTube. I don't know anything about Revue, but it's, you know.
But here's the thing, right?
What Sam was talking about with the ensemble casting. I think the poster that handles that the best is Grand Blue, because it's got all the characters out on a boat in a setting that they would be in. You'd be like, why they all out on a boat? I see some fine ass legged bitches there. Let's watch this show.
Yeah, but that show sucked.
It's okay.
No, the only thing about the Grand Blue post, I don't love that one either. I don't like that post.
I just mean
it
handles showing lots of people in a way that isn't just, oh, let's stack independent artwork of everybody.
Yeah. It's better than like the blank background, like green screen shit. That's like, oh, here's a desk and chairs, and then we're going to stand in front of it.
Next to Grand Blue, which is Hanebato, next to Hanebato is a perfect example of plain white background, two characters, the title at the top. Looks real dumb. Like, I have no idea what you're trying to tell
characters.
Me.
What are they doing? Are they running? Are they volleyball? Oh, are they playing badminton? What? How do I know that?
I was talking about the one next to Hanebato, but, I mean, the Hanebato one is fine. You can tell they're playing badminton. Like, you can't tell it's a badminton racket.
Yeah, I think that one's very serviceable.
Bitch, you blind. I'm talking about Yuragiso no Unison.
Oh,
whatever.
Here we go. Yeah, the Revue Starlight one is kind of paying homage to the adolescence of Utena movie. If you look at that cover art on Mal, that's what that one reminded me of. Plus, it's they do a lot. There's a lot of callbacks to similar stuff from there. But what am I trying to say? Like, okay, so a bad example. We've mentioned a few of those. Good examples. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, let's look at a really bad example. I can't even pronounce this. Valkyria?
Which one's that one?
It's Hyukurin no Hau no Seku no Valkyria.
Subaru one.
Oh, the Master of Ragnarok, Blessing of Ironheart. Yeah, oh my god. You have these bug-eyed girls, all different hair colors. You have one guy in the middle, and their faces look just derpy as hell. You got the priest. Sami, you even have the praying girl in the background.
When I saw that
one.
Yeah,
the priest. See, I told you.
Like
holy
a show
shit.
From
can't get away
early
from it.
2000s. Or a porn.
I know. And it looks like the thing they would make you watch in what was that horror movie with like Memorial or you know what I'm saying, Sam? Where he like tapes the guy's eyes open and makes him watch stuff.
Whatever, just move on. Doesn't matter.
Which one are you talking about?
It's on, you know, on South Park, where there's the serial killer. The serial killer captures somebody and forces them to watch stuff. Anyway, that's
no, it's
everyone's
it's what
gonna,
they
everyone's
show to the monkeys
yelling at their earbuds right now.
yeah.
28 days.
It starts with an M. It starts with an M. I know that. Good lord, I can't fucking remember.
But anyway. For the record, though, this Valkyria one. I will say right now, I like this art style, but for this kind of anime where you have, where it's like a harem fantasy, whatever the fuck, it's fucking dumb. And then you got Praying Girl in the back. Looks like, it just looks generic as fuck. Like, you got
I'm not sure that you actually like the art style so much as you're nostalgic for that art style.
Which one are we talking about?
Yeah, that's more like it. That's probably what it is.
What show
like
are we talking about?
The Valkyria one that you pointed out.
Oh, I think that, yeah.
All in all, though, what I'm looking at,
I'm just looking
seeing,
at the character. The character designs on that look terrible.
I'm just saying that I, as a whole, you have main guy with big sword, and the rest of them are chicks. Okay, cool. Moving on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not gonna help me want to watch that at all. It looks
well,
stupid.
And you automatically know it's a harem, even if it doesn't say it is. It is. Same
right.
idea. With any like anime cover with one male and multiple females is a harem. It's not going to be labeled like that if it's not specifically, but that's what it is.
Right. And I'm not saying all harems are bad, okay? I'm just saying I'm sick of them.
Well, yeah, like look at Monogatari. That's like a really good one.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Hell yeah.
What was I going to look up? Fuck.
But it's like I have a... There's like one category of anime where all my rules for covers don't matter anymore. Like they're a total exception, and that's like romance shows.
Oh yeah, romance, yeah.
Which all have pretty much exactly the same cover, which is cherry blossoms blowing in the wind and the two people looking
at
each
other. Looking
at
or looking away, like
there's only
so
much you
after
can
the
do
rain.
With those
do they have their hands behind their hands behind their backs?
I don't care.
Like kind of like
I
leaning forward
guy,
or backward like
after yeah. the rain.
And that's one of the ones that I don't really care if it looks like 100 shows that I've seen before because that's not the point with those shows.
Well, yeah, they do this on purpose, too. Like, they ape all these other designs so that it looks familiar. And you're like, oh, I've seen this. I like this. Let's watch this rom-com again or this new version of something that I've seen before.
That's like how Netflix has so many different cover arts for most shows that they see the pattern of... when you clicked on new shows, what the style of artwork was. So they try and feed you more artwork that's
like
that.
Yeah, it's like those search engine algorithms. They're like, oh, you clicked on an article. Now we're going to fucking force feed you it in your YouTube feed.
So I got a question, though.
So you can see like the same show, and especially if it keeps showing up but you're not clicking on it, it'll keep changing
posters.
So
I got a question, though, while Nick looks for a really bad example.
Well, I was going to say really quick, a good example, we were talking about Ensemble. Cast is the Shirobako poster is a pretty good example because you have each character looks like they have their own personality. You can see it right on the poster. And that's the problem with these other ensembles is like The reason that the Valkyrie one looked bad is because every character, they just look dead-eyed. They don't look, you can't see their personality in the poster, but with Shirobako, you know, you have the main girl, she looks responsible, she's wearing her suit, you have these other girls, like one's leaning over, one's, you know, back, they have different styles, they have different, like, expressions. You have the guys running manically in the background, you have the, you know, the director guy, he looks panicked, you know, and you can tell their character right away just from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that only tells you that it's at least good-looking crap.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna make me want to watch it, but obviously it has to deliver at the end of the day. So we could find one that's like, oh, good cover art, but then it didn't actually have a good story, and like figure out why that might be or something like that. So like, what's So, oh, sorry, Sam, you're going to ask a question?
Oh, sorry. I was just going to ask, like, when you guys are scrolling through whatevers, or you see a new key visual on Twitter or whatever, excuse me, my nose is, like, a little stuffy, sorry. What is, like, a turnoff right away? You see it for probably 5-10 seconds, and you're like, eh.
I don't even need 5 or 10 seconds. Tits out, I'm not watching it.
I don't need 5 or 10 seconds. Quokka 2018.
Quokka 2018.
Busting nuts in 3 seconds or less.
Put that on a shirt. Put that on a shirt.
Panties out? Maybe.
Especially the rice bowl panties of, what is it, Mio from K-On?
Like, I guess, I don't know. Just when I went to my anime list for this podcast, there was like I'm not sure even what the context of why it was showing this to me, but it was a show called Show Me Your Disgusted Face and Your Panties.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the name of the show. And it just has a bunch of right like there. Girls sitting down with their panties showing. It's like, what the fuck is this?
What was Sam's question again? I totally forgot.
What's a turnoff for you right away? Like, you're on Mal. You're looking for something to watch.
Oh, just dead-eyed character. I mean, like, if it has like a shitty-looking art style, like, the Valkyrie one, we got to stop talking about that one. Okay, I'll go to one from this season that I know, like, I knew instantly was going to be bad. Okay. Actually, this one, never mind. I was going to say Island, but that one kind of tricked me a little bit because it looks pretty okay at first, and then it's, like, fucking terrible.
It's, like, a really boring anime, yeah.
It looks pretty terrible.
It looks bad, but it has, like, better than, you know, there's detail to the art on it. So I didn't even watch this one. Something that's an instant turnoff for me. Oh, this is so easy. If it's just all guys. Like, if it's the Fujo bait, you know, it's the, you know, the exact same thing as the cute girl, cute thing trope, except it's with guys. It's these bishy, like, you know, pretty boys. And that's fine. They have their own audience. That's not me, though. Like, same idea with, there's another one from the season, Sanjo and Holmes. You have a girl in front and then a bunch of guys in the background. That's a reverse harem, and it looks really generic the way they've displayed it. That's another Fujo bait show. Like I cannot watch those types of shows.
Okay,
I just
that right
can't
there,
get into it ever.
That right there, what you just said, is the key word for me, generic, right? This one by Studio Dean, Angaku Shoujo. Bunch of different color hair girls in school outfits, ensemble cast. They all got cutesy happy faces going on. Don't fucking care. I'm just like,
I'd rather
right
watch
there.
That than Fujo, but I mean,
yeah, well, we all, I know, because you're a fucking straight penis guy. But like,
gay.
And that's I mean, you gotta admit, you know, it's a little gay. But no, like, honestly though. Okay? Like, obviously the first thing I see is the title before I see the thing. But like, that right there, generic. That's the biggest thing. That one, that Valkyria one, looks generic. The one I just mentioned looks generic. The thing that Nick mentioned, generic as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, another good one, another thing that's good for posters is Candid Shots. If you see the one on Mel for SSS.Gridman or whatever, that one looks Gridman. Fucking cool to me. Like, and
yeah, that
I'm
one has perspective and, like, depth to it.
Well, it looks like a normal, like, school shot, right? But then in the back, outside, there's a big fucking alien
Well, it has shading to it. A lot of these don't have shading. It's just like one fucking tone.
Right.
Their hair is just a fucking piece of cauliflower, you know.
Piece of cauliflower. But yeah, you know, there's like a it's like a shot, you know, it's like an hour piece by itself, you know. But like, yeah. I don't know, dude.
Oh man,
it's really hard.
There's another one too, actually. This one's the A1 face with like the Kirito face, the hero from Franks, where it's like they have the clump of hair in between their eyeballs. You know what I'm talking about? That new hairstyle, you know, over the past like 10 years or whatever. It looks fucking terrible.
The stylized
bowl cut. Oh my god.
Cut.
Yeah, it like I've said this before, but it literally looks like a fucking dingleberry. It looks like a tuft of butt hair sticking through his face. Like, that's what it looks like to me. I can't get over that.
Tuft of butt hair sticking. Okay, I'll tell you what right now, though. I'll tell you what right now. Speaking of ensemble cast, though, one of the best ones, and this is a current design trend in posters and stuff, which I love, and covers, video game covers, posters, key visuals, whatever. Chiyo School Road. The way that's done is great. You have the main characters kind of in the front, kind of going backwards and upwards into the rest. Like, I don't even care that there's no background. It's just, like, the way the characters are placed to make, like, a mountain of characters going backward and upward is really good. And they all have their own expressions. They're all different expressions. You have the weird fucking girl at the bottom with the blonde hair doing some weird position. And then you got, like, a fucking fish. Like, in the upper right corner.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
That is a great way, a great design choice for... I've seen a Street Fighter 2 poster like that, where it was, like, Ryu at the bottom, and then it went upwards into, like, this weird serpent shape, and it was all the characters kind of flinging around, flipping around, Guile doing his flash kick, whatever. But anyway, I like that trend. That is a design trend that I'll probably... I hope sticks around for a long time because it's great. It's a great way to do it.
Well, it's used for pretty much every Nichijou style show.
Your Nichijou style show. Actually, the cover for Nichijou was great too.
Nah.
Yeah, Nichijou, I pulled it up right here, yeah. Well, you have, it's like a Where's Waldo style. Like, there's like a million things to look at on the picture.
It's like the Cells at Work poster too.
I don't like the Cells at Work poster very much,
yeah,
to be honest.
Which I think is more...
I don't really like it.
I think that's overall, like, really terrible at telling you what the show's about, but now that we have that as, like, the standard for those kinds of shows, it just becomes familiar enough that you're like, oh, this is, you know, don't expect plot, just a
bunch of
ridiculousness.
O'Houlihan.
Yeah, because look at Nichijou. You see them talking to
Chiyo
a cat.
Road has lots of
I
plot.
I expect 100% that if there's a poster that's, like, the Where's Waldo style, as Nick puts it, that it's going to be a show that doesn't have... That's going to be like a slice of life or a bunch of nonsense or a bunch of, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, and a really cool thing I'm seeing on the poster, like, you can tell it's a comedy, like, just look at it. But, like, there's, right. In the top right corner, there's a person walking in, and they're just walking in casually. There's, like, spilled fucking rice on the floor. There's papers scattered everywhere. There's, like, the girl with the wind-up gear on her back. And, like, someone just coming in with, like, a bag of groceries. They're like, whatever. They have their shoes off already.
This isn't the Nichijou one I was thinking of either, which is great.
I'm just looking at the one on Mal. I mean, there's like, a lot of different cover arts, but...
Hey, guys, let's move on to the game.
Okay, well, real quick. The one that Nick's looking at, it's got the cat with Sakamoto and the robot. There's another one just like it where it's the three girls in the school, the classroom. Where it's like the same angle, same everything, but it's like them. I don't know. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I like
just
it a lot.
Really, really busy.
So anyway,
and then,
that's kind of
like
the idea,
really quick.
Right? Oh, go
another
ahead.
Another thing that catches my eye is the big block letters. Like Kill la Kill is my best example there.
Oh,
or Prison
yep.
School.
I agree.
These big ass fucking, you know, super stylized titles.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, there's that, and then, God, Kill la Kill is a fucking awesome poster. Holy shit!
I fucking love it.
So much, so it's like so clean, and yet so many things going on with it.
I like that one, and I like the poster where it's just Ryuko and Satsuki, very ominous, really huge in the back.
Yeah,
I like both of them.
Yeah, it kind of tells a story there. A little
you
bit.
Can tell they're enemies. They're gonna fight each other. They're going to cut some bitches. Anyway, now you guys kind of know how we do stuff. How do you do stuff? How do you judge shit? What do you not like? What do you like? Do you look at it like me and Nick and Quokka look at it? Do you look at it just like how Quokka looks at it? Do you watch porn even? That's what I want to know. What's your favorite porno? Recommend me a porno in the comments. Anyway, let's move on to this game, shall we?
The Lemon Thief.
I want to go first.
Oh, God. So anyways, wait. No, real quick. Nick, explain the game.
Oh, yes. So we are playing a game. We may do this again in the future. It's called Anime Head to Head. Or it's like version of this other game I got from another Magic the Gathering podcast. Basically, the whole idea of the game is to each host is going to pick two anime that share some characteristic. So maybe they'll have the same genre, the same character types, maybe the same creator, that type of thing. So you pick two anime, and then the other hosts have to guess which of the two has a higher popularity or a higher score or some other category.
Mm-hmm. Let us know if you like this game.
You know, for example, I'll pick, which one is more popular, One Piece or Naruto?
Oh, actually,
and then you guys
have
to guess that. That's just an example.
I'm going to open both of mine right now, too.
And we try to pick stuff that that has at least loosely to do with the topic and that's that may or may not surprise you, that has an interesting, you know, something to think about after discovering it.
I'm opening mine right now on Mal so I can make sure you guys see it. Okay.
I feel like we could go on about more of the poster designs. I want to do like our top 10 favorite posters.
Let us know if you guys want us to do that.
Another
do
list
that.
Episode. List episodes are the easiest.
No, just post them on Instagram.
That's a good one. No, we'll make an anime bingo with the with the posters.
Yeah. These are our favorite posters. See if you got a bingo. Anyway, Quoco, you said you wanted to go first.
So the two shows. So the goal is which one has the higher score on Mal.
Oh, God.
All right, no cheating, Sam. I can hear you clicking.
Okay.
I'm not doing nothing.
You know, get into that sense of your head. Get into that sense of, you know, what you're looking for. Okay. The two shows are, and I'll talk a little bit about them and give you a quick snapshot from one of the reviews that's on, like, the main page. Okay? That's how we'll go through this, how the information will be presented.
Sure, yep.
So the two shows are Yurikuma Arashi and Sakura Trick, both lesbian masterpieces.
Okay.
And then, we should say the year that they came out, too, unless that's your question.
Well, I'm going to go through all that. So, Yurikuma Arashi came out 2015, Silver Link, directed by fucking Ikuhara, like Penguindrome and Utena. And here's one of the reviews from My Anime List. This is just the start, little short bit. Everything is good in moderation. Now, if you were to say that to Ikuhara, he would probably pimp slap you with a proverbial hand and skip off into a schizophrenic sunset of left-field allegorical stew while conjuring new ways to make even Satoshi Kon's nuttiest creations to look like tame Saturday morning cartoons.
And that was for Yurikuma, right?
So that's Yurikuma Arashi. I say that accurately describes what Yurikuma Arashi is, which, for people that don't know, is Lesbian Bear Storm.
Lesbian.
It's amazing.
It is pretty good. Yep.
And Sakura Trick was 2014, so this is only 1 year apart, both winter season. Studio Dean, though, so you got to see what that counts for. Though some would say that this show is the one that saved Studio
some
Dean.
Some being Quokka.
And anime. So the first review on Mal says, "This right here is a cult classic, a chef-d'oeuvre buried under erroneous preconceptions and unfounded criticism. This gem is obscured because it does not shine. It is buried because its tone is that of abysmal black. Sakura Trick pries into the darkest corners of your subconscious, the most visceral of your cognition, the most carnal of your urges, the most primal of our instincts. Its sublimity will ever be debated, yet always remain objectively irrefutable."
So the question is, what has the higher rating?
Which has the higher rating?
On My Anime List.
If you also want to go like with popularity too, which has the higher popularity, but that's, you know, for you. So discuss it amongst yourselves and come back to me with your votes.
So Sakura Trick versus Yurikuma Arashi. I am going to... Which one has a higher rating? I'm going to guess... Oh, and the other thing, too, is, like, before we guess, we should try to give at least a very quick reasoning why we're guessing that. So...
Yeah. Well, as I said, discuss it amongst yourselves.
My guess is that...
Don't say your guess. Do the discussing.
Okay. I guess I will discuss. I think that that Yurikuma Arashi has a little bit higher rating because... although it's kind of like almost a little bit impenetrable, like super symbolic and you know, fucking like over the top, not over the top, but like wacky. It still has a better, has like a wider audience than Yuri. And like, I think a lot of those, like, you know, those simple premise shows don't get as high of scores as something with more to it. You know, the more themes, the more points. That's how it works on Mel.
So you're saying Sakura Trek has a higher rating?
No, I'm saying that has the lower rating because it's the simpler show, and that's my
gotcha.
My opinion on that.
Gotcha. That's basically what I was gonna say, except I was gonna also add that Yurikuma is also like cuter, and the wacky cuteness is like a big hook for a lot of people.
Well, especially, and plus it's Ikuhara, and everyone knows him, so there's that. There's like
also
the fanboys.
A great point. Also a great point.
Although,
okay,
to be fair, the fanboys might be disappointed
the
that it didn't
score
live
or
up
just
to
the popularity.
Whatever they thought. Oh, so what was the question?
Well, it's overall score. I'm just giving you more information to discuss. Do you think Ikuhara's name would be able to give it a higher score than it maybe deserves, or just get more people to watch it?
In the first probably place. Both. Same idea with every Trigger show. It's they're all like overrated.
Those are all amazing. Shut your
well,
mouth.
Well, some of them. There's a couple that are very good, but anyway. Yeah, it gets more people to watch it, and then I think a lot of people are just gonna blindly, you know, be like, oh, it's made by them. It must be good. Maybe they won't give it a 10. Maybe they'll give it a 9 on Mal or an 8, but. That's okay. I think it still
think
has
the
more
Sakura
potential.
Trek Studio Dean, and they have a reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Yurikuma has a higher score and higher popularity.
Oh, I think Sakura Trek has higher popularity, if I had to guess. Because it's easier to
What's
get
What's your
into
reasoning
it.
There, Sam? Why do you
because
think
Bareface
you feel
that Johnson.
God damn it. You gotta watch that, Sam. I'm putting that on your anime bingo.
I know, I still haven't seen Yurikuma Arashi. It's like, Sam, you're queer. These are lesbians and they're bears. So why aren't you watching it? And I just haven't because I'm busy watching other shit. Fucking seasonal. I hate seasonal.
Yeah,
stuff.
Sam, the whole point of seasonal is to drop most of it. The only time
That's
we gotta
true.
Watch
okay.
a lot is right away.
Yeah,
just
okay, but you're making me do
drop most
stop
of
making
it.
Me do so. Okay, fuck you. Anyways, I think it's just because it's just more cute. I don't know. It's fucking bears and shit. Literally Bareface Johnson. All right, what
Sam's
else do you want from me?
Wrong opinion on that. Sam, you got to understand that Sakura Trek has a hook. What's the hook of Yurikuma Arashi? Bare
cute
faces?
Lesbian bears.
Spit strings.
That's true. Actually, Yurikuma Arashi, oh man, I don't know. I
we
think,
gotta hurry
I
up
think
though,
it's close.
Because we got two more turns.
I'll go the other way. So Sam says Yurikuma, I'll say Sakura Trek. Sure.
Do you want to go for bonus points and guess the score?
No, we have two other people to get.
I'm not gonna
no.
guess. I guess they're both in the sevens. I would say Sakura Trek is like a 7.25 and Yurikuma is like a 7.5. I don't know. Fuck.
Okay, so Sam said Yurikuma Arashi is more is higher score.
She do because
and
she love bears.
Sakura Trek is higher score.
I love the bears.
No. I said Sakura Trek has higher popularity.
The question was score.
Well, then I say Yurikuma has higher score. Higher
okay.
score, lower popularity.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You suck. I fucking told you.
You said we're both right, right?
Both went with higher score. So this one is actually a really tough one. I'm surprised how well this worked out when I picked these shows because I didn't look at their stats before picking them as a pair. They actually have the exact same score, but they're ranked 14 away from each other.
Wow.
In anime of all time. Does this change your answers, possibly?
Wait, so what was the... Okay, we guessed the popularity. Wait, we said the higher score, and they have the same score.
So they're both 7.15, so we have to go to their ranking.
Oh, it's close, 7.25.
Because that tells you, like, the additional decimals, right?
Okay, sure. I'll say the...
7.15.
I'll say...
So, they're only 14 apart.
Soccer trick. I still say that one is more popular.
Nope, I still say the Bears.
So, Nick, you changed your answer to soccer trick?
No, I always had that as... I think that one is more popular. Are we, we're going by score still. Well, fuck.
Yeah,
I'll say... Fine, I'll go back to Yurikuma. We'll both say that. There.
You're both wrong.
Oh, God, you cut out right when you said that. I couldn't hear what you said.
You're both wrong. Sakura Trick is ranked 3,012. Yurikuma Rashi is 3,028.
Oh, fuck off.
And Sakura Trick is way more popular.
I know, I should get good. All right.
Sakura Trick is in the top 600 most popular anime on my anime list, actually.
And then Yurikuma is a lot lower,
fantastic,
right?
Though.
What's Yurikuma in the popularity? I can just fucking look it up. God damn it.
All right, I'm going to go next, and I don't really care if
you
guys
I told you Soccer Trick's more popular. All right, let's make it quick. Let's go.
I'm going to go next, and I don't care about explanation. But they're both magical girl shows.
Oh.
And I'm talking about just the first season of one of them, and the first season of Maho Shoujo Lyrical Girl Nanoha, and Flip Flappers.
What years?
Flip Flappers came out 2016, Nanoha 2004.
And then what's the question?
What has the higher score?
The higher my anime list score, Nanoha or Flip Flappers?
I have to remember, so, Nanoha is like really popular too.
I would never watch Nanoha, and I didn't finish watching Flip Flappers. I remember hearing that Flip Flappers definitely fell off towards the end, which would definitely hurt its score because only people that finished, or those people have higher weight in the scoring system.
Flip Flappers got weird because the story got so convoluted.
I still say the newer show has a higher score
also an
because of score
property.
Inflation. Oh, yeah, what? Nanoha. Yeah, well, I was saying I agree with you for a different reason because score inflation on MAL, the newer stuff tends to have higher ratings. And I still say that Flip Flappers is higher.
It's so you're both saying Flip
it's like mid seven is my guess.
Is higher because it had an established fan base already. So, like people wanted that show.
So Quokka
but
is saying
the power of recency is gonna buoy Flip Flappers.
So, buoy. So Quokka says Nanoha and Nick says
Wait.
I say Flip Flappers has higher score.
When was the first season Nanoha?
2004.
Oh, I was thinking of, like, the recent reboot.
There was a reboot?
I'm going to say Flip Flappers either way because it's one of those shows that people
like
overrate.
A whole new, like, start of it came out just, like, in the last 3 years.
No.
Yeah, but Lyrical Nanoha is known as being the magical girl anime for magical men.
Okay, so...
It's like the My Little Pony of magical girls.
So, Nanoha has a 7.49... And Flip Flappers has a 7.77.
Called it. That was so easy.
I picked them both because they were super close in score. And Koga made a great point. It had an established thing already. And Flip Flappers just came out of nowhere. But there's a small handful of people you can see in the reviews that love it for some reason. Anyway, go ahead, Nick.
Okay, so... My question is about the popularity. So which is more popular on MAL?
Okay.
And the two shows are both directed by, oh boy, Masaki Uasa.
Yeah, Lyrical Nanoha Vivid.
He directed
came
both
out
of them.
In 2015.
They were, I believe, by different studios. Yeah, Tatsunoko for one and... I can't even see it.
What?
Sorry.
What was
okay,
this?
So either way, they share the same director, Masaki Uasa. The two shows are Devilman Crybaby from 2018 and Ping Pong the Animation from 2014.
Slightly less poop.
And which has the higher popularity on Mal. How do they calculate the popularity?
Well,
oh, it's the number of members. Which has more Mal members? That's the basic question.
Which is people that have added it to their list. Ping Pong, the animation, is a kind of like cult thing where people always talk about that. And Devilman Crybaby was on Netflix, which, while everybody has Netflix, anime viewers seem to hate shows that end up on Netflix for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because they're like Nick.
Actually, I only watch bootleg VHS. I don't know. Oh, that's Sam.
I only watch my anime on cassette tape.
Dude, shut up. I still have a VCR and it still works. Fuck you.
Laserdisc or bust?
I have Ferngully on Laserdisc. Fuck you off. Here's the thing. Gona Guy. Enough said. Devilman Crybaby.
I'm in on Ping Pong.
Okay, so
0-2, baby.
Quokka says Ping Pong has more members, and Sam says Devilman Crybaby has more members. And the answer is Devilman Crybaby.
Fuck
has
yo
more members.
Couch,
the
bitch.
Netflix
fuck yo couch.
The Netflix
fuck
effect.
Yo
Sam.
Couch.
Also, it's 4 years newer. So,
fuck yo couch. Well,
which
fuck
one has the higher rating?
Couch.
Oh, that's the other question. Okay, which one do you think has the higher Mal score?
Ooh, well,
I'm still sticking to Ping Pong.
I'll say Devilman
for the reasons I mentioned.
I'll stick to my guns because I love Devilman.
Okay, and then just to clarify, so as far as popularity, Ping Pong was ranked 556 with 150,000 members. Devilman Crybaby was 387 with 200,000. So then we're going to the score, and Sam said Devilman, Quokka said Ping Pong. So Quokka was right. Ping Pong is ranked number 63 on Mal, score of 8.64. Then Devilman is 8.01 ranked.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would not mind doing a whole episode of just this game because it's really fun. like we should do.
We got to make it faster, though. We don't need a million.
Yeah.
No, we got to do it slower.
Okay, we got to do.
There's no discussion.
We got to do a whole ep of this game where half of it, the episode's this game, and the other half is the anime Pokemon when we played with BCG.
We got to streamline both of them though, like that. The poker one went
too
long. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we gotta go a little quicker on it. Yeah, we gotta do it. Let us know if you like that shit. But yeah.
Yep. And also, Ping Pong is definitely a better show than Crybaby.
Right.
Although Crybaby was very, very intriguing. So.
It was a very good. All
right.
It was hit or miss.
It had some sexy. Tips.
It was.
Right.
Crybaby is really interesting. I don't know how I want to rank it. Ping Pong's easy. That's a 10. Fucking 10 out of 10. Like, oh my god. Not even close.
But, is it better than Sakura Trick?
Ping Pong.
I think we know the answer.
Wait, what was the question?
But is it better than Sakura Trick?
I was actually going to say, yeah. It's, we know the answer. It's at least as good as Sakura Trick. It's equally as good. Both 10s.
It's claiming a lot. These are some bold claims coming from a little man.
Well, what can I say?
Okay. On that bombshell, this has been... I've been Quokka. With me has been Nick and Sam. And this has been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Yay!
Now I can take my pants off.
I was already naked the whole time, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about?